Good afternoon, St. Pete. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and I am once again joining you from our city's Emergency Operations Center. This is the sixth week in a row that I have joined you this way. So let me begin with our latest numbers. There are now 607 confirmed cases in Pinellas County. As a reminder, this is the best data that we have available to date. We don't have data that reflects a backlog or any asymptomatic cases. Now, 607 cases is a jump of more than 100 cases in just the past week. And the two age ranges with the greatest number of cases in Pinellas, ages 45 to 54, and 55 to 64. Now, that, of course, reflects our population to some degree, but it's also a reminder that no age group is immune to this virus. In fact, we've had 5 cases in Pinellas where our residents were younger than 15. 16 people have died from this virus in Pinellas County. One of them was my friend. All of them are our neighbors, and each of them had a family and friends and loved ones, and so we mourn with them. The city of St. Petersburg has had 166 total confirmed cases, which is about 30 more than we had last week. Now, something that we haven't touched much on in the past updates, and this should be seen as an encouraging sign that provides us with hope. In the state of Florida, about 10% of those tested are confirmed positive, while in Pinellas County, that percentage is about 6%. In fact, the percentage testing positive in Pinellas County has fluctuated between 4 and 6%. And while that number hasn't dropped below 4%, it also hasn't gone above 6%. Unfortunately, we don't have enough granular data from the state to share with you as to how many St. Pete residents have been tested. Now, the other news that should provide us with reason to be optimistic about the future is that the most recent modeling suggests that we have passed our peak here in Florida. Now, previous modeling reflected a peak date of April 26th this year, a couple days. Passing the peak is important because it's during the peak that we expect our hospitals to have the heaviest load. And to date, we have not overwhelmed our hospitals, meaning those who needed a bed, an ICU bed, or a ventilator were able to obtain one. Preventing the spread of the virus and overwhelming our hospitals is the primary goal of social distancing, and you all are doing a great job remaining safe at home here in St. Pete. But as I have said over the past 6 weeks, we really need some residents to do even better. As my friend Councilmember Deborah Figg Sanders pointed out to us recently, one of our challenges is house parties and backyard barbecues. I need to remind you that the orders and the guidelines extend to private parties at your home or in your backyard. And just because it's in your home doesn't mean you can invite 50 of your friends over for a weekend party. Please, folks, no more parties in the backyard, no more parties in the houses, no more big backyard barbecues. This is for your health, your family's health, and for the health of our community. Now today, I also want to take a moment to remind you that our Fighting Chance Fund for small businesses and their employees will expand its criteria beginning April 30th. Please apply or reapply on that date if you are someone who doesn't live in St. Pete but owns a business in St. Pete that meets all the criteria. Previously, if you owned a business but you didn't live here, you weren't eligible under the new criteria. You now are. And this goes for the employees of such businesses as well. I also want to thank the Tampa Bay Rays for joining the Bolts and the Bucks and donating $100,000 to our philanthropic fund to assist our small businesses. It is much needed and it is much appreciated. And any other businesses or individuals out there who want to do something to help the small businesses in our community and the individuals who've lost their jobs, please donate to the Fighting Chance Fund. We would love to have your support. Now, we respect the role of the federal government, the state of Florida, and our partnership with the county, but St. Pete will have its own decisions to make, and I intend to do that while consulting with some of St. Pete's best and brightest. My deputy mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, is a former hospital executive who will assist me in guiding this effort. We will rely on representatives from our medical community and our business community, including and especially our small business community, among others. St. Pete will restart. And when it happens, and what that looks like is yet to be known. But we are, in fact, getting closer. And so with that, I'm going to take some questions from Yolanda Fernandez that were submitted to us by our friends in the media. And thank you again for watching. Yolanda?
Mayor, we have just one question today from Josh Solomon at the Tampa Bay Times. Will you maintain the city's state of emergency if the governor and the county lift their states of emergency at the end of the month?
So I've had conversations with our county administrator, and he and I have the same philosophy related to data. We want to see what the data looks like, and it's going to be important to see what the state's order looks like and what restrictions they lift before making any kind of decisions related to what St. Petersburg is going to do going forward. But we certainly look forward to continuing to work with our county partners and with our partners in the state of Florida. So thank you for that question, Josh. And again, please remember, we are safer at home. Stay at home as much as you can. Find ways to stay in your neighborhood, to exercise, to get outside, get a little sunshine. Try and be as healthy as you can. Remember to say I love you to your family. Be kind to your neighbors. And it's going to be brighter, St. Petersburg, if we all hang in this together. Thanks so much.